Good evening, everybody, and welcome again to our daily encouragement. If this is maybe your first time streaming in or your first time in a while, we're journeying through the book of Matthew in these daily encouragements. And we're at Matthew 3 today. But yeah, it's just been so amazing to journey and also hear what the Word of God has to say to us as we journey through a book in the Bible together. And it's just so amazing that the gospel, according to Matthew, the gospel, that word gospel means good news. And what is this good news that we're walking through? And that'll become more and more clear as we journey on through each chapter. So I've got chapter 3 today, and I'm excited to share with you just two small pieces out of chapter 3. So I'm going to start right at the top, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and it says, "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, because the kingdom of heaven has come near.'" So we're introduced to John the Baptist here, and he's preaching. He's this wild guy with camel's hair eating honey and locusts in the wilderness. And he's preaching this message saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near." And the people are coming out to him. They're flooding out to the River Jordan to repent and to be baptized in the baptism of repentance. The next piece that I want to read for us, which makes all of this come together in chapter 3, is from verse 16. It says, "After Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And there came a voice from heaven, 'This is my beloved Son. I take delight in him.'" Or in other translations, "My Son in whom I am well pleased." Now, I chose these two pieces, the introduction to chapter 3 and the end of chapter 3, because it creates a picture for us. So oftentimes we take this last part of Jesus' baptism, and there are applications for us in our lives that we are called sons and daughters, and we have belonging, and we receive the Spirit of God. But so oftentimes we jump over too quickly to what's its application to us, because it's so profound what happens here when Jesus gets baptized. Jesus gets baptized, and the Holy Spirit, so it's the Son that gets baptized, the Holy Spirit comes and descends on him like a dove, and the Father speaks. The Trinity is present right there at Jesus' baptism. And all of this, there's references to Isaiah 42 and Psalm 2 that all point to Jesus, this Jesus, Son of David, being the Messiah, being the Christ, the Son of God. Like in capital letter Son, capital letter God, being the Son of God. So John the Baptist, right in the beginning, just to go back, he's this wild guy preaching this message, "Repent, for the kingdom has come near." And I asked in the beginning, what is this good news that we have? And this is our good news, that the kingdom has come near. And the secondly, or even more than that, is that the King himself has come near. And that is what the baptism signifies, is that our King, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, has come near. And you might say, like, you know, when we hear this message or when we hear this proclamation, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at near," some of us might have an inclination to think, oh, you know, like that might be a bit heavy, repent. You know, we think of sorrow, we think of sackcloth and ashes, or we think of guilt or shame maybe when we just hear the word repent. I don't know what your association with it is, but this is good news. And as we walk through this book of Matthew, we're going to discover more and more that this is Jesus' message. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And this is good news. So I just want to zoom in on repentance and see why John the Baptist was saying this. And the first thing that I want to ask is why repent? And to explain it or to answer the question, I want to give us an illustration that if you were invited to the king or the queen's house, or maybe the president's house, and you know, let's say tomorrow you were invited, you would obviously prepare. You would iron your shirt, you would comb your hair, wash your hair, you would look neat, you would be prepared, you would kind of think of a couple of questions that you want to ask, think of a couple of things that you want to do or say when in the meeting while you're engaging with a king or queen or president. So you prepare. To take the illustration a bit further, what if I was to tell you that the king or the queen, some other king or queen or president, was coming to your house, was going to come visit you at your house? What would you do? Is you would prepare. You would neaten your house, not only your clothes and your hair, but you would wash the dishes, you would make up your bed, you would maybe sweep, maybe vacuum for the first time in a while. Maybe, you know, we've all vacuumed a bit more than what we usually have because of lockdown, spending time in our house cleaning. But you would prepare. You would prepare your place. And this is what John the Baptist was proclaiming. Repent, for the kingdom has come near. And he's saying, prepare your heart. So people were coming down in masses, and they were repenting of their sins, and they were being baptized in a baptism of repentance, which was them preparing their hearts for the coming of Jesus. And in this preparing our hearts, what we have to realize is that, and this is our encouragement for today, we have to realize that since Adam and Eve and the fall and sin that has come in, sin isn't something that happens to us. Sin is something inside of us. And we need to repent, and we need to conform into the image and the plan of Christ. And that's why repentance is so crucial to us. Is that Adam and Eve set humanity kind of on this downward snowball effect slope that just leads us to death and destruction. And I'm thinking about the events that have happened in this past week and this week as well in America with George Floyd, and just the responses to that in America and in our own country, the responses to that and the different groups that are this fighting within one another. And to be honest, left to ourselves and our own ways, what we think is best, we just don't get it. We keep on the cycle of destruction and chaos and corruption. Repentance is a joy, because what repentance says is, Lord, we admit, we confess that we cannot do it our own way. But your kingdom is coming, and the king has come, and his way is better, because his way leads to life. Jesus, your way leads to life and leads to peace and leads to joy. And that's why we repent. And that's why it's good news for us that the kingdom has come near. Because we say, no matter what happens, when I'm going to choose to turn away from my own selfish desires, my own kingdom, building my own kingdom, and my own way of doing things, which just leads to death and destruction, I'm going to turn away from that, and I'm going to turn towards Jesus' way, his kingdom ways, which leads to life and leads to peace and leads to joy. And that is our encouragement today, and that's why it is so important for us to know and to understand what John was saying. Repent, for the kingdom has come near. And I want to ask us the question, is your heart prepared? Are you saying, God, you know what, I don't want to do it your way? Or are you saying, God, I want to do it your way, because your way leads to life. Your way leads to peace. That's our encouragement for today. Because now more than ever, God is drawing near to you. His kingdom is drawing near to you. Remember, Jesus is coming back. And just to close off, I just want to pray for us that we would see that we would come into alignment with his kingdom and his purposes. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we know that your ways and your kingdom is a kingdom of light and not darkness. Your kingdom is a kingdom that cannot be shaken, a kingdom that leads to life and peace. Lord, and we choose today to turn away from building our own kingdoms and doing things our own way, which leads to death and destruction. We choose to turn to your way, Lord, because your way is better. Your way is higher, Father. Your way leads to life, Father. And we repent of our sins and doing it our own way, and we turn to you and say, Lord, you are King. Jesus, you are King of our lives. And we thank you and we love you for that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Have a great evening.